In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Good morning.
Good morning.
I say, for a country that was founded to rid itself of the tyranny of a king, the United States sure has a fixation on kings. King of pop, king of the road, king-sized, king of jazz, king of comedy, gypsy kings, burger king, and on the list goes. Add to that the hype surrounding anything related to kings or royal families, and you realize that the idea of kings and kingship has never really left us. So on the last Sunday of the Christian year, it is not so foreign for us to consider Christ as King. And as we do so, we will focus on three areas of our lives affected by Christ the King. A quick internet review of modern monarchs will bring up any number of lists. One list describes the many kings and queens reigning today by explaining what type of monarch they are: absolute, conditional, constitutional, ceremonial, etc. And in part, that's what Pilate was asking Jesus. Are you the king of the Jews? He wanted to know what kind of king Jesus thought he was. And he wanted to know if Jesus really was any kind of king at all. But perhaps Pilate was sincerely asking to find out if he was backing the right king. And this raises the question for every one of us: is Jesus king? Do we really believe that Jesus is king? And if we say we do, do we believe, really believe, he is the absolute sovereign king of everything that has been and is and ever will be? Jesus answered Pilate's question by describing his kingdom. My kingdom is not of this world, Jesus said. My kingdom is from another place. Well, Pilate took advantage of this and said, so you are a king then? And Jesus continued to describe his kingdom and his kingship. For this reason I came into the world, to testify to the truth. Linking his kingship and kingdom to the truth was a natural thing for Jesus to do. You will know the truth, and the truth will make you free, Jesus said earlier. And he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And there's a lot to be said for the idea that Pilate was not actually seeking the truth. If anything, he simply wanted to evade the necessity of making a decision about Jesus. And I tell you, many people today would like to follow that same path and make no decision about Jesus. But Jesus did not let Pilate or us off the hook. In effect, Jesus said to him, yes, I am king, but in ways you've never thought of, and in power you've never dreamed of. According to John, everything that was happening to Jesus at this point was in accordance with the sovereign will of God. John affirms that all of these things are a fulfillment of prophecy. So Pilate asked Jesus, am I a Jew? Or to put it in another way, so what does it matter to me if you are the king of the Jews? And that's really at the heart of this whole interchange between Jesus and Pilate. If Jesus is king, does it really make any difference to anyone? the Jews brought him to this point. So even if he is their king, they have apparently not put any importance in him except as a troublemaker who should be done away with. We know, of course, that Pilate chose to follow the wishes of the religious leaders who wanted Jesus killed. It is as if Pilate considered whether Jesus' claim to kingship meant anything to him and decided it did not. Pilate chose the path of least resistance and at the expense of the Son of God decided it was not worth putting his neck on the line for Jesus. Does it matter that Jesus is king? Paul would later say that it does. Jesus, being in very nature of God, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped, but made himself nothing. It was important to remember, Paul says, that Jesus was equal with the sovereign God and that he voluntarily gave up that equality to become one of us and to give his life as a ransom for us and our sins. And because he did that, one day every knee should bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Does it matter that Jesus is king? Yes, is the repeated cry throughout the ages. Jesus is king, and Peter, having denied Christ, preaches on the day of Pentecost, and the church is born. Jesus is king, and Saul, while breathing murderous threats against Christians, becomes Paul, the greatest evangelist of the early church. Jesus is king, and the countless Christians stand firm in their faith, even as they are persecuted and killed. Jesus is king, and St. Augustine is converted and becomes one of the greatest theologians of all time. Jesus is king, and Martin Luther and Calvin and Wesley, all of these and more, bear witness to the kingship of Jesus and his power to change lives. Jesus is king, and he reigns forever and ever. Others may lay claim to that exalted position, but only Jesus is the King before whom all humankind will one day stand to be judged and either welcomed or cast out of his eternal kingdom. Pilate's conversation with Jesus could be just a historical event, or it could be an interesting bit of information that sheds light on the religious and political atmosphere of the first century Jerusalem. Or it could lift up one of the greatest great questions that every person must answer. Is Jesus your king? Jesus is the absolute king. There will be no debate at the end of time about whether Jesus is king and whether his word is supreme. Every knee will bow and every tongue will confess on that great and glorious day. But in the meantime, each of us, each person, must answer the question, is Jesus my king? If we answer yes to that question, we are saying that Jesus is in control of our lives. Jesus is in control of our actions, our thoughts, our money and resources, our jobs. Jesus is in control of everything. Or we could say no and acknowledge that someone or something else is in control of our lives. And still many other people believe they are in charge. They say, Jesus is not on the throne, they think, so they take control. And for a time, it seems to work. Life goes on, Jobs provide security, marriages are on track, kids are doing well, savings and pension plans grow, health is good, and they get the idea that they're doing a good job of being in control. Right up to the time when life falls apart in one way or another. Even if things do not fall apart, we delude ourselves if we think we can simply ignore Jesus and ignore his authority. As Peter said, there is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given among mortals by which we must be saved. At the close of this Christian year, It is a very good time to examine our life and ask that all-important question. Is Jesus King of my life? In the coming weeks leading up to Christmas, it will be so easy to just think about the sweetness of the child, of the Christ child, and to forget that that child was and is the King of all creation. Remember, the angels sang of glory that had come to earth, the glory of a king. And how we acknowledge Christ as King is the all-important decision of our lives. Amen.